Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, April 28th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
a senior investigating officer has been appointed to lead the investigation.
Woman dies and man arrested following Waterford assault, and government to withdraw accommodation for Ukrainians. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a woman in her 40s has died after an assault in Waterford City. A man in his 40s was arrested at the scene. News Talk's Lindsay Dolan reports.
Emergency services were called to a house in Grange Heights at approximately 6:15 p.m. where a woman was found with serious injuries and taken to University Hospital Waterford. She was pronounced dead a short time later. The state pathologist has been informed and a post-mortem examination will take place at a later date. A senior investigating officer has been appointed to lead the investigation and an incident room has been established at Waterford Garda Station.
The government is to begin withdrawing state-provided accommodation from 16,000 Ukrainian refugees in a new major policy shift. People in state-contracted commercial accommodation will have their placements withdrawn in a phased process starting in August, and properties will be returned to tourism or the private rental market. The new plans also include winding down the accommodation recognition payment scheme for hosted housing. Tina Gates has more.
Those who remain eligible for state-approved accommodation will need to reapply and provide evidence of need. If approved, they'll be moved to designated style centres and continue to receive weekly payments of €38.80 per adult and €29.80 per child. The accommodation recognition payment scheme for hosted housing will also be gradually wound down, affecting around 42,000 people, with payments reduced to €400 by September and the scheme fully ending by March next year. The government also plans to work with the EU on a voluntary return and reintegration programme for Ukraine.
Ministers will sign off on the final detail of fuel support schemes for farmers and hauliers this morning. The measures were introduced in response to the nationwide fuel protests. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Between now and July, these sectoral supports will be given to farmers, fishermen, hauliers and coach operators, with the payments backdated to March. The figures for the haulage sector will be based on how many vehicles over 3.5 tonnes in weight a company has. They'll be given €1,350 per vehicle for the first 5 vehicles, €790 for numbers 6 through 20 and €300 per vehicle for anything above that. The Department of Transport estimates the average haulage business has 17 qualifying vehicles, which would mean a monthly payment of more than €16,000. On the agriculture side, it's a €100 million package, with €15 million of that going to fisheries and aquaculture. The cost of green diesel is currently around €1.80 per litre, meaning a 1,000 litre fill would cost around €1,800. The government says the combined fuel subsidy supports will take about €270 off that price, still leaving it significantly higher than before the conflict in the Middle East broke out in February.
Ministers will also be updated on plans to allow cancer survivors to have their diagnosis disregarded when accessing financial products. The plans would see a right to be forgotten after 5 years remission. Finance Minister Antonisha Simon-Harris is bringing forward legislative amendments this morning to allow for the change. 31-year-old Californian Cole Allen has been charged with several offences, including attempting to assassinate the US president. He appeared in court last night and was told he could face life in prison if found guilty. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche told a news conference after Saturday's shooting that violence has no place in civic life.
It cannot and will not be used to disrupt democratic institutions or intimidate those who serve them, and it certainly cannot continue to be used against the President of the United States. We will apply the law fairly, and we will ensure that accountability is swift and certain.
Consumer sentiment has dropped again. However, our pessimism about personal finance is less dramatic than the US, UK or other European countries. 54% say higher energy prices would impact their household budgets. Economist Austin Hughes says people don't have as much to spend as they did a year ago.
There's a clear message from the consumer sentiment survey that consumers feel a good deal worse off than they were a year ago. Other statistics tend to back that up. The important element is that it's not a complete collapse in confidence. It mirrors a global crisis.
Students at SETU Waterford are being advised to watch out for scabies. In a social media post, the university warned of a minor scabies outbreak. However, the HSE says it's only aware of one case of the condition. Scabies is a highly contagious skin infestation caused by mites burrowing into the skin to lay eggs. Public health doctor in the southeast, Dr. John Gannon, has this advice for students.
If you have a rash anywhere in the body, get checked out by your GP. They'll offer you a round of treatment. Your household contacts or sexual contacts need to be treated at the same time. All your clothes and bedding have to be washed in a hot wash or put into black bin bags for 4 days and closed off, because that gives time for the mites to die. And you have to do really careful decontamination of your environment.
Commissioner Mann urgently needs to examine its decision to sharply increase the broadcasting levy on independent radio stations across the country. The broadcasting regulator is being told it should appear before the Oireachtas Media Committee to explain the hike and what the money will be used for. Committee member TD Micheál Carraghy says local radio stations have been blindsided by the increase of 39%.
I'm looking for Commissioner Mann to come in to the Oireachtas Media Committee, highlight where these increased costs are within their administration of the various schemes as to why they're going to impose these on radio stations throughout the country. I don't think it's acceptable.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift has applied to trademark her voice and appearance in an attempt to protect herself from AI impersonations. AI-generated versions of the singer have featured recently, including a fake election ad in which she appeared to urge people to vote for Donald Trump. And in sport, in soccer, Bayern Munich boss Vincent Kompany believes their Champions League semi-final against Paris Saint-Germain will be decided by fine margins. They travel to the holders for the first leg of their tie tonight.
I think they're two very experienced teams. I think Luis Enrique said that it's going to be about details. It's never been more true, and he played at the top level, so it's something you know when you've played also there, that it's the players deciding these moments.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.